This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning. Welcome to the pre-show, and it is 5:30. It is February 5th. Thank you guys for joining us early. We come on a half hour early just for you guys because you're up as early as we are. We figure we might as well get things started for you, let you know what's going on, get you a little laugh. So thank you guys for joining us here for this half hour just for you. Good morning.
Ooh, that wind.
Yes, it is windy. And I don't know if you noticed this morning, not only is it windy, but I'm driving into the parking lot here. And there is a truck with a camper.
Yes.
Parked right over there. And I'm like, oh gosh, someone, it's an out of state plate. Someone's probably doing a road trip and they're like, hey, I need to get some rest. And they came into our parking lot and they're parked there. And I don't know why it makes me uneasy. I'm just like, I was like looking at it and knowing there's probably someone in there sleeping and I'm not going to go bother them. Like it doesn't bother me that they're there, but I do notice these things in the morning when I come in. Like we have one of those flood channels right here next to the radio station, and the homeless will set up in there a lot. So I'm always aware if there's people walking around. And so that was the first thing I noticed this morning. I was wondering if someone was going to come in and call the security on them and have them leave. But I definitely noticed that this morning.
I did too. When I came in, I said, oh, there's a camper, because they set up in the corner, but they also have one of those little visors that are up that you on the windshield. So I'm like, they're probably sleeping, but they decided I feel honored because they decided our place would be a great safe place to camp out.
It's very dark. It's very quiet. There's really no one kind of hanging out here right now, but as the morning goes on, it's going to get busier and busier. And I have a feeling someone is going to show up there and Someone in there, get out.
You're not supposed to be here.
This is private property. But that's, you know, that's going to be hard when you're doing that cross-country trip. And they had, I remember when we would do road trips with my parents and they would have those KOA campgrounds. I'm sure they still probably have those, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, and my dad would stop there and if he needed to take a little rest and shut his eyes for a while, and then me and my brother would go out and play around and stuff like that. But it's sometimes you just got to find a parking lot that you can set up shopping, you know?
Exactly. And just thinking of the winds, my allergies, my asthma, they act up really bad. So I apologize in advance if I need to turn off my mic and be sneezing off the air. But that wind this morning, I immediately know that I'm so dry. I had to use my inhaler right before we went on the air. And yeah, the winds, they are not fun for me. They are not.
It's definitely a windy one out there. So keep that in mind this morning. And they're going to continue for a little while, for the rest of the day, as a matter of fact. So if you were just, you know, trying to figure out if you're going to spend a lot of time on your hair this morning, I say slick back ponytail is the way to go. And you're going to be just fine.
Darn it, I strained my hair this morning.
Oh, man, what a mistake. I know mine's totally down, so when I walk out and the wind starts up, it's flying all in my face. And
yes.
That is the worst when you just put on lip gloss and it just gets stuck in there. It's like, oh, my gosh.
I was going to get a car wash today, too.
No, don't.
Don't do it. Don't bother.
Don't do it. Oh, my gosh, all that dirt's just going to stick on there after the fact. So the good news is it's going to be like 72 degrees today, so it's going to be warm but windy.
But is it going to feel 72 with the wind?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably a little cooler, but hey, I'll take that over the 28 degrees we had a couple of weeks ago.
True.
That I was like shivering. So we've got so much coming up on the show this morning. We're really excited. We've got those tickets to see the weekend coming to town, and we've got those at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. So don't miss that. And an early edition of Heads Up. People have been calling about this. This guy, I guess, is a bigger deal than I thought. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. Oh my gosh, everyone wants these tickets. We've got two of them to check him out when he comes to the Pearl Concert Theater over at the Palms, and we'll give those away with the early edition of Heads Up just after 6 o'clock. So let's get things started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear What Is Love by Hathaway?
What is love?
You want to hear Someday by Sugar Ray?
Just close your eyes and I'll take you there. This place is warm without a care. We'll take a swim and then keep the sea.
Or do you want to hear Jenny from the Block by Jennifer Lopez? Your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Is there something that used to be cheap and now it just feels like a luxury to get it? I know everyone's talking about eggs and stuff like that, which is very true, but I have something that I feel like used to be really affordable. And we used to buy them a lot because we really enjoy when we get them. And that is concert tickets. Thank goodness that we give away concert tickets on this radio station. But the downside is, you know, we don't get them unless you guys don't pick them up. Then it's going to be a last minute thing. So I buy my concert tickets 9 times out of 10, unless some freak accident happens and I get a pair. And so the Bruno Mars new dates were announced a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And those tickets went on sale on Friday. So Friday, 10 a.m., I'm on my computer. I'm like in the Ticketmaster waiting room. I'm like waiting. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I think I was like 2,700 in line or something. I'm like, okay, hopefully this goes fast. There's a few dates, so I have a good chance of getting in. And I'm waiting and I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Get in the waiting room. And I get into the actual ticketing and I'm so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I find the date I want. I find 4 tickets for me and my family. And I go, and these aren't even, they're not even on the floor. They're not even on the second level. They're on the third level.
Okay.
I'm like, because there's, I don't even want to look at what those prices are down there. I'll go third level. It's a great venue.
Right.
You can see everywhere in there. I go to check out. $3,000.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me. Is that with all the service fees and everything?
With the service fees and everything. I think before that it was like $2,600.
Still crazy.
I was like, okay, no. There's no way. I can't pay $3,000 to go see a concert. And I was devastated because I waited all that time to get in. And look, I knew they weren't going to be $50 a piece, but never in my wildest dreams did I think it would be $3,000. So I closed the window, closed the laptop, texted my husband, said, they're too expensive.
That is so sad.
Can you believe that?
Well, okay, I know that maybe Bruno Mars isn't your favorite artist, but if BTS was in town and you paid four tickets for $3,000, do you think that's worth it?
Yeah, for them, I might make the exception just because that's my favorite group.
Right.
That would hurt, though. So I yesterday, you and I had a Zoom after the show at 10 o'clock, but I had a presale code for the weekend tickets.
Oh, you did?
And I was like, oh, boy. Here we are doing the Zoom, and I don't know if you noticed, I was not talking at the beginning of
there was some part of the conversation in the Zoom where I felt like I was kind of like taken over just because I was like, Mercedes is not speaking as much, but I think the conversation was more for me to speak more anyway.
I was trying to get in for this weekend presale. I'm like, type it, but I'm trying to look nonchalant, like I'm not doing this. I'm like, I gotta get these tickets for the weekend.
You do.
And so I'm going in there, I get in, I finally get in the waiting room. I'm all excited. I select my four seats. $2,600.
No, no.
What?
That's it.
Stop it.
I've had enough. That's so crazy.
I signed out. I was like, you know what? You know, hopefully the prices come down. I ended up buying two, but now it's going to be me and rock, paper, scissors because I bought the tickets.
Is it Sophie? Is it Matt? Is it Brooklyn? We'll never know.
Well, someone has until July 5th to be nice to me.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, February 5th. It is 6:04. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Ramon, are you there? Is he here?
Buenos dias.
Well, good morning. Ramon is here. If you call us, you'll probably talk to Ramon. He's answering the phones and helping us out right now. And I was having a conversation with Ramon, and he was ready to die on this hill.
What?
He says that there is a show that is better than Game of Thrones, that is better than Breaking Bad, that is better than Seinfeld, that is better than all your classic shows. He says there is a show that tops them all. And what is that show, Ramon?
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World!
What the hell?
Yes!
What is that?
Boy Meets World!
You don't remember Boy Meets World?
I get that question all the time. What is that? Or, that curly-headed boy, right?
Corey Matthews!
What is that?
You never watched Boy Meets World? It was on in the 90s.
Topanga.
No. Sean Hunter.
Yes, Nuh-uh. Yes. It's about the middle child. It's like the first show really about the middle child instead of the youngest or the oldest child.
Mr. Feeny. Come on.
The neighbor, no. The teacher.
No. What the? Oh, my gosh.
Jay,
you got it. You got to get with the 90s. But that blew me away that you think that the show Boy Meets World trumps every other TV show out there. Why is that your favorite show?
Besides being hilarious, it just takes me back to a simpler time. Whenever I watch it now to this day, I'm sitting there. I'm not sitting in my living room. I'm sitting in my bedroom, childhood home. Back in the day when there's, you know, when you had no worries.
Yes, I totally agree with Ramon. I think because we grew up in the same generation, Boy Meets World, that show does bring me back to like when I was a kid, I was had no worries in the world. And not just that, but you related to a lot of the characters. Like I related a lot to Topanga. And then I also related a lot to what was her best friend's name in college?
Angela.
Angela. That was my favorite.
I remember that show. I watched that show too. I definitely was like a teen. teenager at that point. And so I feel like that show was one of the shows that kind of started the ensemble cast of young people that became really comfortable, really popular. That and 90210. Like that, for me, that's my show. That's my simpler time show. Beverly Hills 90210, when I would watch that, I was like, oh. Now, I wouldn't say it's better than Game of Thrones like you say, Ramona.
Nope, I'm defending it to the end.
And J-Love's simpler time was probably like, what, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Wow! What? So mean.
Dick Van Dyke.
Old, you guys. I might look it, but I'm not that old.
You don't look it at
messing
all.
With you.
God.
We have
I
more.
Just walked in the door.
I know. It's only 6 o'clock.
I know, man.
Hey, here we go. All right. We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Your tickets to check out The Weeknd, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Don't miss that. And we're going to have some tickets for you here in just a few minutes. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, will be playing Heads Up for... Coming up next, we've got What's Trending. Sabrina is thanking fans with a gift to celebrate her Grammy wins. And wait until you hear what it is. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the Hot Topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Sabrina Carpenter is trending this morning. The pop star, she says she wants to thank fans for her two Grammy wins. Over the weekend, she won Grammys for Best Pop Vocal Album and Best Pop Solo Performance. And now, as a thank you, she has announced that she would release a deluxe version of her latest album, Short and Sweet. So this project is going to feature 5 new tracks, including a remix version of this song, Please, Please, Please. It's now going to be a duet with the Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's
awesome. Dude, that is awesome.
That's going to be incredible. So the other new tracks are 15 Minutes, Couldn't Make It Any Harder, Busy Woman, and Bad Reviews. Now, the Short and Sweet Deluxe version is available for pre-order now, and it comes out on Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Oh, that's actually perfect timing for her Short and Sweet, because she has what she brands herself is like that kiss mark.
Yes. Yeah.
So I could see that coming out for pre-sale on Valentine's Day. And I really am excited to hear her partner up with Dolly. I feel like she's the miniature version of her, don't you think?
Yeah, it's funny because what she posted on her Instagram, I can't say on the radio, she's like, I don't want to cuss, but holy bleep, it's Dolly. Like, oh my gosh. And that's what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Laura. Laura, you are in for Heads Up.
Yeah,
Laura, let's go.
Yeah.
Tyler Henry tickets up for grabs. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Grammy Awards, Swan Lake, or Halftime Show?
Halftime Show?
Yes, let's do it. Well, you know the big game is on Sunday, so these are all singers. Yes. That have performed at the halftime show in the past, okay?
Oh, goodness. Okay.
You'll get this. We'll work together. We just need to get 6. We got it, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right, Laura and Mercedes, your 60 seconds starts now.
He sings 24 Karat Magic. He is he does a residency at the Park MGM.
Usher, 50 Cent.
No, pass. Let's pass. She sings Umbrella. She is...
Rihanna.
Yes. She sings she sings Hot and Cold. She sings Firework. She sings... She's got dark black hair.
Katy Perry.
Yes. She. You just said this guy. He roller skates. He did
50 Cent, Usher.
Usher, yes. This is a group that they sing... Clocks. They sing. What else do they
Backstreet
sing?
Backstreet Boys. New Kids on the Block.
No, let's pass. She was a member of Destiny's Child, and she just won a bunch of Grammys.
Michelle.
No. The what was the other ones?
Beyonce.
Yes.
Oh, that time. That is
Laura.
Time.
I absolutely adore you.
Her energy was awesome.
I love that you. you said Michelle. That just made my day.
Oh, out of all the Destiny Child members, she said Michelle.
That is the cutest thing, Laura. I feel like she should get some sort of like backup prize for that, at least a t-shirt or something. That was amazing. Laura, I'm sorry. That was harder than I thought. We had to skip on Bruno Mars, Coldplay. I don't know why I couldn't think of a Coldplay song. That was like blowing my mind. But we did not get enough. So that means caller 20 right now, you get the tickets, two of them, to check out Tyler Henry, the Hollywood Medium at the Pearl Inside the Palms on February 16th. Caller 20 gets the tickets at 702-364-9400. Have you ever gotten a really weird compliment where someone says something to you and you just like, it was meant to be complimentary, but you don't know how to respond exactly? This happened over the weekend. It was actually the night that you guys were there on Friday night over at the Vegas Thrill game.
Yes.
And so it was Mix 94.1 night, and I am the in-arena host. And so basically, I read some of the announcements, I do some of the interviews, try to get the crowd hype, stuff like that. And I have to wear, they call them in-ears. And so I have to wear in-ears so I can hear the production team tell me what to do. Like, hey, you need to go over here. Hey, go get a shot of this person and da da da. So I've got something in my ear, and I was messing with my in-ears at one point. My hair was behind my ear, and I was talking to someone who had won tickets to the game on our station. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And at the same time, I'm messing with my in-ear, and they go, you have really nice earlobes.
Oh.
And I thought I heard him wrong, so I took the in-ear out. I go, come again? And she goes, you have really nice earlobes. And just, I automatically went and started touching them because I'm like, what? And I go, no one has ever complimented me on my earlobes before. She goes, well, they should. They're very nice. And I was just like, what?
What makes them nice, though?
I have no idea.
They're clean, maybe. Nice earrings.
I had earrings on. I don't know. Maybe they're just a normal size. They're not too big, not too small. I didn't ask her to elaborate because I was still like, huh? But I took it as a compliment. I was like, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. She's like, you're welcome. I'm like, well, have a good time. And all night long, I kept thinking, like, what was it about my earlobes? Have you ever received a compliment that you were just kind of like, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what was it? 702-364-9400.
Let me go first, Jay, because okay. I think yours is a little funnier than mine. Well, for me, I had a boyfriend, and I just got done. I think it was like with a pedicure or something. I'm like, hey, do you like the toe color that I chose? He goes, I have something to tell you. He goes, I really like your toes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, this is the first
time. He's one of those guys.
He is. And I didn't know. I'm like,
feet, guys.
Feet, huh? He goes, yeah, I kind of have a foot thing. I'm like, okay. Kind of a turn off, but I didn't tell him that. Oh, this is kind of weird, but he likes my toes. And I thought that was probably one of the weirdest compliments I've ever had.
I mean, in a way, that is a compliment because you want to have nice toes. Yes, you don't want to have toes that look like, you know, sausages or anything like that. So, you know, like, real stubby or Fred Flintstone feet.
Or what are the toes like when the bunion feet?
Oh yeah, yeah. It could have been much worse. So that was a compliment, but at the same time you're kind of like, okay. So what was it for you, J Love?
When I was in college, I had on those jean shorts back in the day.
The jorts.
And my buddy's Nana said, oh, Jay, look at those cakes on you. I'm like, what the heck?
Oh, my gosh.
She said I had nice cakes. And I'm going, Nana, come
again,
on.
Again, a compliment. Is it because it was from Nana that I was kind of like, oh, boy.
Yeah, well, like a hot chick to say that, but Nana, come on now, dude.
I kind of feel like Nanas, they always spit the truth, so you know it wasn't a false compliment. It was a real deal compliment. So I would actually put more into that. Sarah, did you have an odd compliment come your way?
Yeah, I did. And I'm not really sure if it was meant to be a compliment or not, because I took it kind of not as one. What? But I was a cashier, and I was checking out an older man at the register, and he told me I had really cute fat fingers.
Oh, wow.
Cute fat fingers, he said to you, Sarah?
What?
Yeah, and I was like, well, I don't think you should tell people that. And he said, well, you painted them nicely.
I'd be like, yes, this is my favorite one. Show him the middle one.
Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Officials are confirming that all 67 victims in last week's deadly mid-air collision near Washington, D.C., have been recovered. The D.C. coroner confirms that one of the remains has not been identified yet. An American Airlines plane collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter, causing both to fall into the Potomac River. The cockpit and tail from the regional jet were recovered earlier in the day. The crash was the deadliest in the U.S. since 2001. I saw on the news this morning that they said that the helicopter was at 300 feet when it should not have been higher than 200 feet. So
really?
they're trying to figure out why it was that high. And then two, they're going to they've recovered the black box, but right now they're just doing forensic testing on everything, so they haven't been able to analyze that. So we should get more answers once that comes out.
I can only feel for the families. I know that you want that closure, right?
Yeah.
When you want that closure, it's like finding the body and then being able to put it to rest. But that's where it's like a sign of a relief, but at the same time, still so tragic.
Yeah, it's like now you have your answers, but still, it's so hard,
yeah.
You know? And it was what, 2 weeks ago today? Or was it 1 week ago today?
It was 1 week, wasn't it? Yeah. Hasn't it only been 1 week?
Yeah, it's only been 1 week. Oh,
wow,
my gosh.
It feels like 2 weeks ago.
I know. I am so confused time-wise. But yeah, we'll keep you posted. More details on this are definitely going to be coming out here in the next couple of weeks. Also this morning, on average, do you feel like you speak more or less than you did, say, 5 years ago?
We on radio, so yeah,
take the radio thing out of it.
Oh, okay.
Just like talking to people. Think about when you would have conversations with people, call people on the phone. Now I feel like I don't talk that much. I just text people, and that's pretty much it. Email people.
5 years ago was 2020. I didn't really talk to anyone in 2020 either.
2020, man, that was a life, right?
It really was. It was. I would say about less. Maybe it's a little less.
Well, on average, people are saying fewer words than they used to. Now, this new study came out, and they're comparing it to 20 years ago on this one. And the current average right now is like 13,000 words a day. And that's actually down from around 16,000 words a day in 2005. And the reason, kind of like I alluded to, more reliance on digital communications, texting, social media, emailing. So instead of calling someone back, where you're going to be on the phone talking to them for 20 minutes, you just respond by text and say, oh, okay, that's fine, or whatever. There's a stereotype, though, that women speak more than men, and that is true. But it is not by that much. The study found that they speak about 13,350 words a day compared to 11,950 for women.
Jay, I'm going to bring up what I told you a couple days ago. He calls me, and I swear Jay calls me more than my mom. So Jay called me and he goes, hey, I'm just good. Are you just making sure you're good for this upcoming event? I'm like, this couldn't have been a text. He goes, I'm just making sure you're good. I just wanted to call you.
Love talking on the phone, Jay. You call me all the time, too. And I'm just like, what?
But a lot of things get lost in translation when you text someone.
Gets lost with, are you good for this event?
Because it sounds, I don't know. I mean, I'm just so used to doing it. I'm sorry. I mean, that's
Jay
just
loves
me.
He just loves to talk.
Yeah,
he loves to talk on the phone.
I'm just that kind of guy.
And
I'm
know that's his love language, so I'll pick up his phone calls a little bit here and there.
I'm not a big texter. I like to talk to people. I like to hear their voice. I want to hear what they have to say.
And I think that's what I like most about you, is that you are big on personal communication. You are big on relationships and establishing that with someone, whereas most people are like, just text me. You know what I mean? Finally, this morning, Travis Kelce, he remained very coy about proposing to Taylor Swift at a recent press conference ahead of the Super Bowl. A reporter asked him if he was going to ask her for her hand at the game, and he was ready with a joke. He said, wouldn't you like to know?
Oh,
that's not a no.
Wait, he said, wouldn't you like to know?
Yes.
Right.
Now, she's obviously been a regular at his game since they first started dating. She also was at last year's Super Bowl, which he played in. And betting companies already have a ton of bets ready for this year's big game, including if Travis will ask the big question at the game. Now, people are going to have to just tune in to see if that happens. But according to a new survey, 17% of fans who plan to watch think Travis will pop the question to Taylor after the game, and then another 24% believe he'll only propose if the Chiefs beat the Eagles.
That makes sense. I mean, after a loss, you don't want to propose. I mean, you're on a down. But I just don't think, even if they won, that he would propose. I don't think he wants that spotlight, and I don't think neither does she.
Yeah, like, everybody's been asking me if I think Taylor's going to come out during Kendrick Lamar's set. And while I would lose my mind if that happened, I don't think it will. I feel like she wants Travis to have his moment. She wants him to be the star. If she were to do that, it would take all the attention away. And I think she wants him to do his thing. And then maybe afterwards something will happen.
You sent me a mashup. Can we play it really quick?
Kendrick and
Taylor Swift.
This was a mashup that someone made, like how it would sound at the Super Bowl if Kendrick incorporated Taylor into the halftime show. This is what they predicted it would sound like.
Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.
Would that not be wild if they did that?
Wild. I'd be screaming. My neighbors would hate me.
I wouldn't even care who won the game at that point. I'd be like, what, America won.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it's time to play Beat Mercedes. Anya, good morning, you're caller 20.
Good morning.
Ooh, I like the energy. I have a good feeling about this, Anya. Well, how would you like to win?
I am ready.
Yeah, $500 diamond pendant. Let's do this. I'm not going to waste any more of your time. This is the game I actually want to lose. And so if you can guess the song faster than I can, this $500 diamond pendant from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers is yours. Okay, Anya?
Okay. It's my day.
All right, it is your day. I'm out of here. Good luck.
Let's go, Anya.
Bye, Mercedes. She's walking into that outsider studio, so she can't hear anything that we're doing. Anya, what are you up to today?
I'm just getting ready for work. I have court today. I'm an attorney.
Oh, oh nice. You have court. Can you give us a little hint on what the
look at you, Stan.
I'm wondering what she does and how she's. All right. I won't ask too many questions, Anya. I know that's confidential. Okay.
It's confidential, but I'm getting pumped up. I'm getting ready.
Perfect. Okay, Anya, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, so we can stop the clock. And once you say got it, you got at least 5 seconds to say something, okay?
I got it.
All right, Anya, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
Okay, what you got?
It's,
three.
Oh, my God. It ain't over until it's over. Lenny Kravitz.
Okay. I'm putting you on hold. We're bringing in Mercedes. Anya. Woo-hoo-hoo! All right, Mercedes is walking
you
in.
Got the number?
I got the number. Okay, you can restart
perfect.
It.
Okay.
All right. Mercedes.
All right, so.
Good morning, Mercedes.
Hello.
She's back.
Wow, that was very fast.
It was very fast.
Oh my gosh, okay. Let's do this.
So the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Oh, got it.
What do you got?
Wait, what? Why are you guys doing that?
Just what do you got?
It Ain't Over Till It's Over by Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
Did I do something wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong. You're perfect because you stopped the clock at 3.23 seconds.
Okay.
And you got the song on artist right.
Okay.
Anya also got the song and artist right.
Okay.
But she started at 3.6 seconds.
Oh, wait, what?
3.6.
You're by 0.4?
By 0.4 seconds.
Oh, I demand a retime. I demand a retime. Are you sure you got that timer right?
I have J-Love stopping the clock and he's on it.
Oh, no.
Boy, that was so close.
That was so close.
Oh, my God.
Why couldn't I waited like 1 second longer? Oh.
Jeez, dude.
How do you do that?
I don't know. We played that song. I know that song. I'm sorry, Anya. Gosh, everyone's mad at me because I keep winning. I feel so bad. And it's such a great song, too. Anya, I hope you call back. I hope you try tomorrow when it's a $525 diamond pendant from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. Oh, man. The one game I want to lose.
But you're there. It's coming. Someone is going to beat you.
It's getting closer. And right now, we'll play the song for you. Lenny Kravitz on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are so excited for next week. It is our senior sweetheart where we are going to go surprise some seniors at the Red Rock Point Senior Living Facility. I don't actually know if it's a surprise. I think they know we're coming.
They do know.
But I don't know if they know what we're doing exactly. This is so great. So we wanted to make sure some of these seniors had a nice Valentine's Day. We were talking to the lifestyle director, John, over there, and he asked, hey, can you guys just send a couple of cards? Sometimes these seniors get kind of lonely. And we said, let's do one better. Let's ask the elementary schools if they can make cards, and we'll go pick them up at the schools, and then we'll deliver all the cards to the seniors. And so we're all set for Senior Sweethearts next week, but really want to thank all of the amazing schools that participated, the teachers that told their students, hey, we're making cards for seniors. One of those teachers, Mr. Wall, is on the phone. And good morning, Mr. Wall. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Thank you so much for having your class be a part of Senior Sweethearts. Where do you teach and what grade do you teach?
I teach the Gifted and Talented program at K. Carl Elementary and Cosine Elementary.
That's amazing. Mr. Wall, when you told the kids about this project, what kind of reaction did you get from them?
Well, a lot of them were really kind of excited and interested. I told them we were going to write some old people, and they were like, okay. A few of them were not interested in sending anything romantic to old people.
No, of course not.
No, so I had to explain to them that we were writing these nice things to lift the people up. And we looked online because you could type in stuff for this. There's lots of great websites for it. And gave us some great prompts and ideas to write out to it, but one of the kids got a little overexcited and he was like, that's inappropriate. I go, what's inappropriate? And he goes, that one right there. You mean the one in You Might Like Also in the box right there? No, we're not doing that one.
Oh, that is so funny. I mean, these kids are so smart, and they equate Valentine's Day with romance. And really, it's like you said, Mr. Wall, just trying to lift them up. I'm so excited for us to pick up the cards over at K. Carl Elementary. Thank you so much for doing that. Miss Garcia is on, and her class participated. Hey, Miss Garcia, where do you teach and what grade do you teach?
Hi, good morning. So I teach fifth grade over at Griffith Elementary School.
And how was it with your students when you told them about our Senior Sweethearts project?
So I feel like, along with Mr. Wall, it was very mixed. So there was a bunch of super excited, and you know, that funny aspect came into it as well, where they were like, I don't want you to fall in love with me, though. They're like, no, we're not writing those types of cards. So they were really excited, you know, to be able to spread the love and, you know, make sure that they're really feeling special.
That's amazing. Did you have any students that made a card that you thought was kind of funny or that really stood out to you?
No, definitely. So we have the student. He's the sweetest student. He's very shy, but very, very funny. And he decided that he was going to write kind of like a pickup line card. Because he said, I want them to, you know, feel loved. And the one that he wrote was actually, he said, I think I saw you on Spotify. You were listed as the hottest single. And we were just cracking up.
Jay! Wait, you said, repeat that again, Miss Garcia? The Spotify playlist?
He said, I think I saw you on Spotify. You were as the hottest single.
That's amazing. Wow, that's, oh my gosh, I'm totally gonna use that. Well, I'm not single, but I guess I can't. But that, Miss Garcia, thank you. I cannot wait to see. We have to get video of the senior that receives that card.
And not only that, I think we should grab the cards that stand out the most and have those students read it, and we can play them back on the air next week for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be so great. So we're going to go over to deliver these cards to the seniors next week. We're going to be doing pickups this week, starting today, tomorrow, Friday. We're going to go to these schools and grab these cards. So if your kid participated, if your students participated, thank you so much. We really cannot thank you enough for being a part of this. And man, the Spotify one, this kid's brilliant. They got to go work for Hallmark at some point.
Yes,
you know?
Please do. That's funny.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Emily, good morning. You are in for the Mega Minute. How you doing this morning?
We're good.
Are you getting some help this morning from people with you right now?
Yes. I've got one I just dropped off, but I've got another one with me.
A child? Who? What's her name?
Say your name. Jet. Jet.
Jet, awesome. So, Emily, Jet, we have some very specific rules here for you. 10 questions. You've got 60 seconds to get them all correct. If I hear a correct answer, it doesn't matter if it's from you, Emily, or from you, Jet. I will take it, and we will move on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Emily and Jet, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
Mel B rose to fame from being a member of which girl group?
Spice Girls.
Yes. Niagara Falls borders Canada and what U.S. state?
New York?
Yes. The show SNL stands for what?
Saturday Night Live.
Yes. What celebrity is Timothée Chalamet dating?
Kylie Jenner.
Yes. What is The Weeknd's real name?
Pass.
In The Goonies, what do they never say?
Pass.
What U.S. president is on the nickel? Benedict Cumberbatch plays which Marvel superhero?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
Phineas is a songwriter and the brother to which pop star?
I don't know.
Let's pass. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the address to which famous place?
Oh, darn it.
Emily, Jet, you guys started out really strong. You were like, boom, 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 and then things kind of just went south. I'm so sorry. Let's go over some of these answers. The Weeknd's real name is Abel Tesfaye. Not a lot of people actually know that one, so I can't blame you on that one. The Goonies, what do they never say? Goonies never say die. Which U.S. president is on the nickel? I did not know this. It's Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. I would not have gotten that one. Benedict Cumberbatch plays which Marvel superhero? That's Doctor Strange. Phineas is a songwriter and brother to which pop star? That's Billie Eilish's brother. And 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the address to which famous place? That would be White House, which means another day and another victim of the Mega Minute. But that is good news for Caller 20 right now, because you will get the tickets. Win them before you can buy them tickets to see The Weeknd at Allegiant Stadium on July 5th. And you'll be qualified for the grand prize. You can exchange those tickets for two lower-level tickets to see The Weeknd. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Everybody keeps talking about the price of eggs. The price of eggs are so expensive. And now restaurants are going to be passing down the cost to you. So Waffle House, they announced that they've added a 50-cent surcharge on every single egg that they sell.
No.
Yeah, so it went into effect on Monday, and it's applied to all the menus from Waffle House. That's nearly 2,000 locations. So they chose a surcharge rather than boosting prices across the menu, because it's just a temporary thing, but they'll take away that extra fee once the price of eggs comes back down, or if it goes up even higher, maybe they'll even raise it. They said that they're continuously monitoring egg prices and they'll adjust or remove the surcharge as market conditions allow. But no one really knows when that's going to be. There's a bunch of different factors to take into consideration. There's the bird flu outbreak that started in 2022. Some politicians have implied there's a switch that can be flipped to immediately drop the prices, but if that's the case, no one's done that yet. So it looks like we're just going to have to ride this one out.
I was at Costco, I want to say a couple weeks ago or last week, and we needed eggs, but James goes, let's pass on the eggs for this time, just because it adds up. And I get where Waffle House is coming from. They do need to raise their prices to keep up with how much they're spending for eggs.
Yeah, the price is just going to be trickling down to the consumer. Did you see that there was a bunch of eggs that got stolen in Pennsylvania? The largest egg producer in Pennsylvania, they had 100,000 eggs that were stolen from them. They took them, the thieves took them from the back of a distribution trailer, and they were worth $40,000.
$40,000.
I don't know if the eggs are on the black market now or what. Like, dude, they're going around just selling them. But I am not sure.
I'm gonna find these people that stole them because I need some eggs right now.
Seriously, I never realized how many eggs I actually ate. That's the thing. Until this happened, I I really, eggs are kind of like a backup plan for me at all times. And then I just try to get a couple in just for protein purposes. And now I'm like, okay, I can do without eggs this week.
How many eggs would you say you eat a week?
A week, I'd say probably half a dozen, six.
Yeah. Same, because I have my salad with the hard-boiled egg. That's at least three times. And then on the weekends, I'll do like sausage and eggs or pancake and eggs, and that's at least five a week.
Yeah, well, that's two for me. Two a week for me.
Oh, okay.
I also like take an egg, and then I put egg whites in it and mix it up too. So like the egg whites, that's a whole nother story. So yeah, it looks like it might be a while. Also this morning, it's official. Taking selfies claims more lives than shark attacks. Can you believe this? More people will go for the ultimate selfie, whether they're like perched on a cliff or somewhere just dangerous. Wikipedia has kept track of selfie deaths for a while, and then the number spiked and other sources started keeping track, and they suggested that the toll had risen to as many as 485 fatalities by the end of last year. And because of the problem, a lot of the risky locations that people are taking selfies at have to get security now. They say two of the biggest causes of death by selfie are falls from height and drowning.
Drowning?
Yeah. The Royal Society of Prevention of Accidents tells tourists, you know, obviously use common sense and don't ignore signs or barriers just to get that perfect Instagram picture.
I did remember there was a heartbreaking story that came out about a couple who was hiking and they wanted to take a selfie on a cliff, and unfortunately they fell to their death. So I mean it's heartbreaking, but it's also like, you know, the influencers in the wild Instagram. It's like, dude, it's not worth the picture. It's not worth it. You look kind of weird, too,
it's
doing some
not
photos.
That serious.
It's not.
The ones that really make me mad are when people get so close to animals in the wild just to get that selfie, and then they're shocked when the animal attacks them.
It's like, really?
My daddy always said a hard head makes a soft butt.
A hard head makes a soft butt.
If you're going to be hard-headed, you're going to get a soft butt.
Never heard that before. But
finally, this morning, if you had your perfect day, a day that was completely free, no obligations, you got to do whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted, what would it look like? Think about that. A new poll looked at what America's perfect day would look like. And it's funny because there's nothing like specific as far as like, I must do this, I must do that. It's a lot of just chilling and relaxing. The perfect day breakdown, according to Americans, is 6 hours and 54 minutes of sleep, 2 hours of eating.
2 hours of eating? Dang!
Not consecutive. I mean, I think just sprinkled throughout
okay,
the day.
I was like, that's a buffet.
No kidding.
3 hours of family time, an hour and 24 minutes hanging out with their friends, an hour and 6 minutes hanging out with pets, 3 hours and 6 minutes of watching TV, and then there's a bunch of other things, like there's shopping, there's exercise, there's naps, stuff like that. What would be your perfect day?
Go ahead. No, Jay, you first.
My perfect day, golf in the morning, poker right after that, and then playing Call of Duty all night long.
My perfect day was yesterday. James was at work and I had the house to myself.
Amazing.
What about you?
I think it's wake up at, you know, early before everyone else wakes up, have my coffee, watch one of my K-dramas, take a nap, wake up, go to a restaurant that I really, really like, come home, and go back to bed. So it's a lot of sleeping for me.
Yeah, I love that.
Broadcasting live from the Paul Powell's, do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Studios.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we are here. We love getting your calls and your texts. If you ever want to comment on something, our number is 702-364-9400. I got some really bad news last night. A radio friend of ours passed away, and this was not a local radio personality. In fact, if you're not from like the East Coast, you may not have heard of them. There was a show back a few years ago called Ace and TJ in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I believe they were syndicated throughout like the South. And our friend David Ace Cannon, he passed away, and the radio community is really devastated. We were really close with that show and with the two of them, and it's just been so shocking to see that he is gone. And I was talking to a radio friend last night about the loss and just how it hit us so hard. And I was reading some of the posts of people just saying the impact that he had on their lives. And one thing I kept seeing, and I caught myself doing this too, and it's not meant to be disrespectful, but I think that curiosity gets us a lot.
Of course.
And I was talking to my friend and I was like, do you know what happened? Like, how did he die? And he's like, no, I don't. And then I remember a conversation I had with someone that says, it's so rude to ask that question, how someone passed away. And on the comments on the post where they announced it, a lot of people were asking that, like, what happened? What's going on? You know, what were the circumstances of his death? And other people are saying that is rude to ask. It doesn't matter. It's a tragic loss regardless. What does it matter? We've lost a great guy. And I'm just wondering, like, what everyone else's take is on that. Serious question. Do you think it is rude to ask how someone died? How someone passed away? 702-364-9400. I only asked it to him and he asked it to me because neither of us knew. But at the same time, here I am admitting it now. I wouldn't ask anyone involved in the situation because I would feel like that's taking things too far.
Well, I think that your case is circumstantial because you were close to him at a certain point of your life. I think it's not rude to ask how he passed because of the relationship that you guys have built over your life. And if it was, let's say, someone random, like, you know, I don't know, a friend of a friend, maybe it's rude, but it's not rude in your case because you've known him, you've kind of worked with him in a sense. But I think that maybe it's not the right time just yet.
Yeah.
But I think in due time, it is not rude to ask how he passed.
I agree with that because it all depends on the context and the timing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where you got to figure that part out. But I mean, if you have a relationship with that person or had a relationship with that person, I don't think it's a problem there.
I just remember when my father passed away and people asked, like, because he passed away at a young age. And so it obviously wasn't he died of old age. And people would ask, and it didn't bother me to tell them what happened. But I know it bothered my sister. She didn't want to talk about it. Mm. And so when people would, I think it just maybe depends on the person. She didn't want to talk about it because it was hard for her to talk about. So I don't know. What do you think in that circumstance? Or is there another question that people ask that you think, wow, that's really overstepping your bounds. That's none of your business. 702-364-9400. One of my girlfriends, she is a police officer, and she gets asked all the time two questions, if she's ever shot anyone or if she's ever killed anyone. And it drives her crazy.
Really?
Yes.
She's
like, don't ask me that. That's rude. Don't ask me that. And I've never asked her that. She just told me that.
Thank God, because I know your friend. I'm glad I've never asked her.
Now I feel bad because I asked one of my buddies who just retired from the police force. I asked him, has he ever shot anybody or killed anybody? He was like, dude, the last day that he was, his last day on the job, he had to shoot someone. But he didn't kill him, but he shot him in the leg.
And I go, are you kidding me, dude? He goes, yeah. But he didn't think that it was rude for me to ask that question.
I think it does depend, but I didn't know that about police officers.
I think that could be a very sensitive topic. I mean, if you're responsible for shooting someone, that could be a lot. What do you guys think? What's the rudest thing that someone has ever asked you? 702-364-9400. What are your thoughts on if someone passes away close to you, on people asking what exactly happened? Would you tell them, or do you think that that's crossing the line? We'll take your calls. We'll read your texts. That's all coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We are talking about rude questions that people ask, questions that are really not your business. And we got on this topic just because one of our friends in the radio industry passed, and there's a lot of people wanting to know what happened, how did it happen, and others are saying it's really not your business. The point of the matter is that we lost someone and that we should all be grieving. We're getting so many calls and texts here. This text says, it's morbid curiosity. We all do it. We all want to know what if there were signs we missed due to the situation. This one says, my dad died out of state 10 years ago. I asked my aunt how he died, and she won't tell me and my sisters. I want to know. He had heart issues and a drug problem. For medical history, I'd like to know. It's not rude. Let's talk to Selena. Selena, good morning. Is it rude to ask about someone's passing?
No, I don't think so. I look at it as, especially if that person is young, you're kind of wondering yourself, like, what happened? How can I prevent that? What if it's like a heart attack? Oh, it was eating improperly or something like that. It's like, oh, okay, well, let me fix that.
Yeah, or if it was something that involved mental health, that's always my concern, that, oh my gosh, was I not there for that person, or did they need something, and it's too late, obviously. But yeah, that's what I've always felt. But at the same time, I don't want to overstep any bounds. Diana, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So yeah, I was listening and you guys were talking about how some people, you know, don't really want to talk about how someone has like passed or something. I had my brother pass and it was really hard and everybody wanted to know what had happened, but because it was related to an addiction at the time, I actually ignored everyone. I blocked everyone. I actually moved states because of it. But now when people talk to me about it and they ask, you know, what happened, I'm a little more forthcoming, I guess, with it, because I am so big on like sobriety and supporting people through their addiction struggles. And so I think it was just timing was really poor. When people would ask me at first, I didn't want to tell people what happened. But it's been a couple years now. And so I think now when people are like, hey, you know, I heard your brother passed, what had happened? Now it's more of a place for me to open up the conversation and talk about addiction and just, you know, and depression and mental health in general. So
yeah, that's really, I'm really glad you called, Diana, because that's important. And like you said, maybe it takes time for you to be able to talk about something because you're going through it. You're grieving this loss. And that's not something you want to relive over and over, telling someone the story.
Yeah, especially when it came to addiction, it was something we both struggled with alcoholism. And at the time, we had kind of had an agreement to quit drinking and he fell through the cracks. And I've maintained my sobriety for the last couple of years because of it. And I think that, you know, like I said, at the time when he passed, it was really hard because a lot of people saw us as these people that would have fun and party and we would drink and all of this. But nobody really saw, I think, the dark side of alcoholism with us. And like I said, it unfortunately resulted in that.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on your sobriety, Diana. That is something that absolutely needs to be recognized. We appreciate you. We just got a text here. Says, so coming from someone who just lost her dad last month, asking that question within the first couple of weeks or months, I would say no. But after having time to accept things, it's okay, as long as you're being sincere and not just being nosy.
That's true, yeah.
In a couple months, do you think you might ask, or do you think you just need more time, or do you think you're just not going to ask at all?
I don't think I'm going to ask at all. I'm sure that things will come out eventually, but, you know, the bottom line, it's just, It's just a sad situation, and it really is not my business, but, you know, we all wonder.
Yeah, totally.
Well, we pray for you. We love you, and we know that you're also,
thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, gosh, I feel terrible, like, taking sympathy for this.
No.
But, yeah, it's just one of those things. You just want to play the hand the right way, and so thanks for all your calls. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Renee, you're in for Heads Up.
Let's go, Renee.
Yay! Woo!
Let's get you these tickets to see Hozier coming to the T-Mobile Arena in October. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Ronald Reagan, Roses, or Lights, Camera, Action?
Let's do Lights, Camera, Action.
All right. Global Movie Day is coming up on Saturday. So these are all different classic movies, okay?
Oh, dear Lord.
I know, right? Okay.
You guys got this.
Okay, Renee, we got this. We just got to get six of them, okay?
Okay.
All right, Renee and Mercedes, your 60 seconds starts now.
This is a movie about a shark that attacks people.
Jaws.
Yes, this is when you follow the Yellow Brick Road, the movie with that.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes, this is with Russell Crowe, and he's fighting people in Rome.
Ancient. Gladiator.
Yes. This is Bruce Willis. Some say it's a Christmas movie.
Rain Man?
No, let's pass on this. This is about a big ship that sunk.
Titanic.
Yes. This is about dinosaurs and they can't control them.
Jurassic Park.
Yes. This is Will Ferrell and he works for Santa Claus.
Elf.
Yeah!
Yay!
Woo! Renee, look at that. No problem at all. All we had to do was pass on one. That was Die Hard, by the way.
That's right.
But it doesn't matter. You got them. Tickets to see Hozier, the Unreal Unearthed Tour on October 5th at T-Mobile Arena. Congratulations.
Oh, so excited. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for listening. And make sure you're listening same time tomorrow morning. We'll have more tickets for you.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A North Las Vegas police officer was shot multiple times yesterday and has died from his injuries. Just a really sad story yesterday. North Las Vegas police have not identified the officer or the suspect yet, who is also deceased, but it all started in a neighborhood near West Lone Mountain and Camino al Norte. The neighborhood is located near Craig Ranch Park. I guess the officer had responded to a report of a person who pointed a gun at another person, and that person with the gun ignored the officer's commands and shot him. The North Las Vegas Police Chief Jacqueline Gravitch said, "It is with heavy hearts that we mourn the passing of one of North Las Vegas's finest. Police officers choose this line of work because they want to protect and serve the community, knowing the risks and challenges that come with the badge. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the officer's family, friends, and his brotherhood in blue." There was a police procession that was held around 9:30 last night. Just tragic.
The things that police officers do, I think, just are underestimated. They wake up every day not knowing if they're going to come home to their families, everything that they risk for them and everything that they risk for the community. I mean, I know that for me, it does not go unnoticed.
Yeah.
It's really difficult for that. I can't imagine being a part of someone's family and knowing if I had someone in the police academy and going out every single day, and I'm just like, oh, please come home safely. Please come home
safely. I got friends who are police officers, man, and I think about them all the time when they go out.
Yeah.
This sucks.
It's a very selfless job. Very selfless.
Yeah.
Also, this morning, let's talk about, where did my story go?
Southwest Airlines.
Oh, yeah. Southwest Airlines. They are rolling out a number of new changes, and one of them will affect short flights. Drink service is going to be scrapped on any trip that takes 40 minutes or less. That includes soda, alcohol, all of it. The only choice for flyers would be water or coffee. The carrier says the passengers may not have time to finish a drink in 40 minutes or less. Another change is that laptops may have to be stowed away earlier on all flights.
I mean, I go to San Diego a lot. I mean, I don't even remember the last time I got a drink service when we went back to San Diego. Yeah. And I went to Palm Springs recently, too, and that flight is about 30 minutes. Forget it. I don't even expect drink service.
Me either. When I go to LA, too, I'm like, nah, forget it. I'm cool.
Well, they just scrap it already for my flights when I go short. Like, I'm all looking forward to having, you know, whatever, my Coke Zero or something. And they're like, well, yeah, it's a short flight. It's a little bumpy. We're not going to do it. And I'm like, oh, not even the snack mix? Come on.
The snack mix.
The Southwest fire. Snack like mix is best.
One time Southwest Airlines had, what is that, brownie brittle that I used to love?
Oh, yeah.
They had brownie brittle. That was the best Southwest snack I've ever had.
I put Tabasco in that Southwest mix. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
so
the
good.
Snack mix?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they're serving it anymore, though, because the last flight I went on Southwest, they gave us like these graham cracker things and these little like twists, like Parmesan twists. I was like, what happened in the snack mix? I was so sad.
Oh, well, maybe next time.
You can buy it. You can buy it now.
Buy them, yeah.
Finally, this morning, Chewy is getting in on the Super Bowl action. The pet retailer is donating food to animal shelters in both Pennsylvania and Kansas City ahead of the big game. But for pet parents, they're also going to be huge because if the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Kansas City Chiefs, then Chewy says they are going to give away thousands of pet treats. Now, here's how it works. If the Eagles win, Chewy's going to share an exclusive coupon code on its Instagram stories on game night, and then you can use that to get free pet treats. You're going to have to act fast because there's going to be a limited supply on that.
Chewy. I don't know if I've ever subscribed to it for Momo, but all I know is whenever Momo gets free treats, he is so picky. He doesn't like a lot of the free treats that people give him.
They have to be a certain brand.
Or? Yeah. He's like only.
My wife does the same thing.
It can only be Duck Hearts. Like this guy, Momo is so bougie. I'm like, dude.
Gino's bougie too. He has these CBD treats that he has to have at 8 o'clock p.m. every friggin' night.
And you're taking him with him? You're eating him with him?
No, I'm not eating
him with him. I take a bite, you take a bite. I take a bite, you take a bite. Chewy is great, though, because my friend subscribes to them. And when her kitty passed away, she let them know that happened and she would have to unsubscribe. They sent her flowers.
Oh.
They sent her flowers and just said, you know, our deepest condolences. We're so sorry. It hurts to lose one of our family members and this and that. And I was like, that is really good customer service. There are some places that just have that customer service that goes above and beyond. And I think Chewy is one of those brands.
Yeah. That, and especially when you lose a pet after that, when you lost Max and Molly, did anyone send you anything?
Or? We had a friend of ours. It's funny. It was a couple that we're friends because of another friend. So we're not super close, but she heard about it and she sent me this ornament like with their names on it. It was just the nicest thing. And then I think I got the idea to do that. And I sent you one when your other puppy passed away, J-Love, didn't
yeah,
I?
When Rocco passed away, yeah.
I sent you like an ornament too because I just thought it was so nice. And we put it on the Christmas tree every year just to remember them. It was really sweet. Yeah.
I don't even want to think about Momo at the moment.
Don't think about that.
I won't.
Just think about Chewy and how they're rooting for the Eagles over the Chiefs.
No words.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Do you ever catch yourself doing something and you think, oh, surely I've got to be the only one who does something like this? Or maybe you are really type A personality and you just are really, really stringent about doing things a certain way. 702-364-9400. I caught myself doing a couple of things in the past week that I feel like I'm the only one who does this. Although, Steph, I feel like maybe you do this one too. So we're trying to make dinner reservations for when we go out of town in a few weeks. And I'm looking up restaurants in the area where we're going to be so I can make the reservations. And I do this thing anytime I go to a restaurant, no matter if I've been there before or not, I have to go through the menu and predetermine what I'm going to order. I have to look at the entire menu and say, okay, this night I will order this, 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 and this. That will be my dinner for that night. Does anyone else do that?
I'm crazy like you. I do the same thing. So we did it a couple weekends ago. We went to China Mama, and it was me, my family, and my husband. And I'm like, all right, guys, we got to go in and out. I need you guys to look at the menu. I need you to tell me what you want. And we wrote down the exact order that we wanted. And right when the server was ready, okay, what drinks would you like? And we tell them our drinks. We're like, well, if you're ready to order, we're ready to order. And we're like, perfect.
Let's this is what do we want. It. Hey, what is it that you do that you think, am I the only person who does this? 702-364-9400. The other thing I do is I Google song lyrics when a song comes out just because I want to make sure that I know the true meaning of the song as I'm hearing it. So like, for instance, the Lady Gaga song came out, Abracadabra, and I hadn't heard it. I hadn't watched it yet, but I Googled the lyrics and I just wanted to say, okay, like, what is this song about? I'm going to my ChatGPT. And if you don't know the song we're talking about, it's the latest one she just released. And I just wanted to make sure that I knew what I was going into. And so basically I found out that it's a song that refers to potions and enchantment that is a metaphor for seduction and attraction.
Okay.
And so that was my breakdown of the lyrics before I listened to it, just so I knew.
Did you need to look up the lyrics to this song?
I did. Yes. Oh my God.
You did? Oh. It's pretty plain out there. I don't know if we really need to know the lyrics to know what they're talking about here.
Sometimes you want a little definition, though.
Speaking of that, for the longest time, the Taylor Swift Blank Spaces song, I thought it said, I got a long list of Starbucks lovers.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that one. That one, and it's so funny. I feel like Starbucks missed a huge marketing opportunity with that one. Not that they need to, you know, but I feel like they could have. Hey, Allie, good morning.
Hi.
What is the thing that you do that you make that makes you think, am I the only one who does this?
Before going somewhere formal, I have to try on every single dress that I own.
Yes. That's just good planning. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. The worst thing, have you ever been caught in a situation where you didn't try something on and then it's 2 minutes before you gotta go and it doesn't fit and now you have to figure something else out?
Yeah.
That happens to me every time. I go out and I'm like, oh my God, I don't like what I wore. I should have planned ahead. And I just,
That happens to my wife too.
Yeah. And we're late everywhere.
Yep. Yeah. All the time, man.
That's why you can't go wrong with some baggy jeans and some sneakers.
Yes.